This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. And it is September 29th, and
well,
it's kind of a big day for me.
We're back.
I was sick last week, so...
Apologies to everybody for missing last week. I want to give a big shout out today. Somebody is 29 again. Happy birthday to Shannon.
Yeah, 29. 29 on the 29th. I like that. That sounds good.
Well, it's kind of what you did every year. 29th, you hold it 29.
I'm going to run with that for a very long time now.
Gray hair to go agree with it, too, because you got one gray hair.
So I have to reschedule one hair appointment, and you got to out me on the air. How about that? That's love for you.
Well, happy birthday, Shannon.
Thank you. Well, speaking of birthdays or anniversaries and things like that, we have Sarah Holborough here today with us, and she's going to... it was her birthday yesterday, so happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Well, Libra's in the house.
Yes.
She is obviously 29, if you could see her. She obviously, froze the hands of time.
Yeah, looking good. Looking good, Sarah.
Got these beautiful ladies in here, and some reason they put me in the corner and said, sorry, kid, you're too ugly.
Well, because your birthday's coming up, too, as we discussed before the show. We're all Libras in here, so.
Laid-back Libras, that's
laid-back
for sure.
Laid-back Libras on the show today. So it's just going to be chill, and we're going to talk and have fun and talk about this amazing upcoming event that, Sarah, you have worked so obviously hard and diligently on.
Before we get to that event, I would like all our listeners to hear you say what this event name is.
Oh, you're really funny. So I'm going to try, Sarah, and you're going to be here to save me. So is Roseburg's 150th anniversary, which is their sesquicentennial.
Very nice.
Say it five times fast. Let's all listen to Shannon say it five times fast.
I'm pretty excited that I got it out once slowly and thought out.
Before the show, it was sesquicentennial, so she's doing better.
I might have added some Z's and some, I don't know what it all was in there, but it's exciting, and like I was telling Sarah before the show, it feels like a class reunion or something that should happen and we should be celebrating and is really a great time for people to gather and enjoy each other's company, but who's going to do it? and we got the gal here who's started that and said yes.
Now will you prove my theory here? The person who says yes is always the one that didn't go to the meeting and they nominate her to do it.
Oh, it's kind of true, Alan. events like this, they sneak up on you. I don't think anybody was thinking at the start of 2022 that we were needing to honor this milestone. And it came up at a community meeting. And one person said, well, we can't let this slide by without honoring it. And then another person said, well, no, we got to do something. And then all of a sudden, it's a small dedicated planning committee. And all of a sudden, I said yes to being one of the point people involved, which, by the way, Alan, I've been told by my husband, no more yes for the rest of the year. but this was an event that I absolutely had to say yes to. I mean, Roseburg sesquicentennial, once in my lifetime at the age of 29. but such a wonderful milestone for our community. And I always tell people that we are incredibly resilient in trying times, and I'd love for us to be a community that gathers in times of celebration, and that's what this is all about. 150 years of Roseburg as a city, and this is a moment to celebrate and to come together and to springboard us into the next 150 years.
Well, I've seen the Facebook posts and the website and the information of the multitude. This isn't like we're having an event. This is like multiple events inside of an event. So if I can ask just a little bit about, you have multiple stages that are going to be being used. That's an undertaking in itself. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So when this volunteer planning committee started thinking about how to honor this milestone, it was one event, Shannon. And now it is many events, because why not do many events for a 150th anniversary? So we're kicking off celebrations with a fun run walk on October 2nd. It's a community friendly, family friendly event kicking off at Stewart Park, 8:30 a.m. It's free, and I love that. So many of these events tied to the Roseburg Sesquicentennial are free, family-friendly events. We just really want the community to come out and connect and honor this milestone together. So the kickoff is the Fun Run Walk. It's a 5K. If you are super athletic and competitive, you can run it, you can walk it, you can wheel it. If you have not had a chance to sign up yet, RosebergTurns150.com. All the information is there. Pre-register. We have swag bags to give away. There are t-shirts. It's a great time to come out with your family members or your colleagues and just walk into the next 150 years.
That's cool.
It is. So, I mean, this is mind-blowing to me. So you can go get together with your community, which is super fun. I've done these with multiple times and thrown a few of them. It's the camaraderie is just fun, and you meet strangers and they're friends by the time you get done at the end of the race. But confirm, you said this is zero cost and mentioned swag bag. That's
yes.
Pretty awesome.
Yes. Zero cost. You can come out, receive a swag bag full of goodies from Roseburg 150 committee, from local businesses. These swag bags are pretty cool, Shannon. They're orange. We just spent the afternoon stuffing them. We have over 500 so far. If you want a swag bag, please go pre-register. We can't guarantee that you will receive one if you don't pre-register.
Well, how cool is that? You know, and I got to offer my thanks, because the what you did in putting this together is the reason this show exists, is to celebrate the amazing things in our community. And coming on the heels of COVID, it's kind of one of those things we've been grinding through the COVID and been kind of off track. You know, thank you for stepping up and doing this. This is huge for our community. I mean, 150 years, folks. That's quite an accomplishment.
And to be involving the downtown, I know the run is the first thing you talked about, you know, at Stewart Parkway, but so much of this is happening in downtown, which it has seen, I mean, I don't want to say facelift, but it really has. I mean, there is great effort being put out by the local businesses to bring things that are of interest to all ages, to have something for everybody, and to basically clean up downtown. And this is kind of a way to just celebrate all those efforts that those business owners have put in. And I imagine they have to just be so elated about this event happening.
And really just celebrating our community surviving so much over the past few years, Alan, like you mentioned. It's not just COVID, it's the fires, it's all of the things that we're really trying for Roseburg and worldwide. But we came together as a community. This is a time to connect in person, finally, to celebrate together, to show our local businesses that we continue to support them, that we want them to be here in the years ahead, to celebrate with our local restaurants, our downtown businesses, outlying area businesses. We really just want to highlight as many organizations as possible and come together as a community. So right after the run walk, we'll be doing our party in the park at Stewart Park on October 2nd from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have food trucks and entertainment and notes from the mayor, free activities for kids, Our time capsule will be on display. You'll have an opportunity to write your hopes and wishes for the next 150 years in a journal that will go into the time capsule when it drops into the ground. Once again, it's another free event, family-friendly, a time to just come out and be together as a community.
Emphasis on free again, folks. Free.
Absolutely. I just love that.
That's amazing.
I think that before we take a break, I kind of want people to think about that and maybe for us to ask ourselves, if we have our one item to put in a time capsule, what would it be and why? I'd be curious. I would love feedback. So people send us your stuff on Facebook or whatever, but I'm gonna ask that of all three of us when we come back to answer that. So it is time for a break. So we're gonna take a break and we will be right back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment. All right, welcome back to more of Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We are here with Sarah Holbro, who is telling us all about the amazing events that she and a lot of other community members have been working diligently on to celebrate the 150 years of Roseburg's anniversary. Yay!
Okay. The Sasquatch Centennial.
Okay, now you said it. I didn't say that. Oh, goodness. So when we left off, before break, we were talking about the time capsule, and I was like, what would we put in there? And so I was asking Sarah, so something that would represent today for people when they open it down the road. Do we have a date of when that might be opened, or just?
Yeah, the time capsule will be opened on Roseburg's 200th anniversary.
Okay.
So 50 years from now.
Gosh, okay. I'm trying to think, and it's honestly one of the last things I would want for people to think of us for. But I'm going to have to go with my iPhone because I know. I hate that
phones.
Answer. I hate that answer so much.
But it's true.
I give myself a bad score already. But
yeah.
But it's the kids are all, I mean, social media. I mean, everything's on your phone today. So, I mean, that's such a lame answer for me. I'm usually more creative than that. But that's what I'm going to have to go with, y'all.
I'm going to get a little bit touchy here.
Oh,
I'm
going to
put a printout of the weather this week. So when they open it in 50 years, they'll be able to say, huh, there was no global warming. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, Sarah, what are you putting in the capsule?
I'm going even touchier than Alan.
Okay.
And I'm going a set of silverware. It sounds ridiculous, but silverware is timeless. And one of the places that we've all been able to still connect, even with the pandemic and challenges and barriers, is at our kitchen tables. And those are the places that
Amen.
I love connecting with my own family. And a table is a place that we can connect as community members despite our differences. And silverware is timeless. So I'm going with silverware. I love connecting. I love family. I love community. It's one of the reasons why my husband and I choose to raise our family in Roseburg. I know, Alan, you and Shannon both love Roseburg and silverware.
Well, you know,
okay, now that was
awesome.
Deep and amazing and touching,
yeah.
And I knew I hated my answer, but after that, Sarah, it's obvious why you were and a forever Miss Douglas County, because that was so freaking spot on.
Yeah.
It was an amazing answer.
Well,
amazing
you know,
answer.
It is.
If I give her a 10.
If we could get rid of all government and have all decisions made around the kitchen table, we wouldn't have any problems today. So, very good way to show up the show's host here and make us look really bad with our lame answers. But thank you.
I do my utmost, Alan. I want to be invited back to this table with you and Shannon.
It's not looking good.
Oh, I think it's great. But the time capsule thing was one of the things when I saw a list of all the, I mean, there's so many things, activities or things that people could participate in. That was one that I was like, oh, I love that so much. And and it's been a long time. And I don't know why, just hearing about this 150th, it's not because when I was in school, but a lot of the things that you guys are doing were things that, you know, we kind of did way back in the day when I was in school. And I know I'm only 29, but I was really smart. So it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was way ahead of my grade. But I just... I just love that. And I love the thought that some people would put into it, you know, such as Sarah, who would put something in and then people would, you know, find the meaning out to it with maybe the note attached or something.
Well, you know, think about it this way. Think about how important this is. Now, I assume that we don't have a time capsule to open today, you know, for our own. Don't you kind of regret that? You know, so in 50 years from when we put this thing in the ground, we're going to send a message ahead to show people what it's like. It would be awesome to get that message 50 years ago. So that's why it's important, folks, to come together and do this. This could be really cool for our grandkids. So I'm anxious to see this. This is going to be fun.
Well, and when we open it, Shannon's still going to be 29, so it's going to be amazing.
That's and my
true.
Grandkids will be 29. No,
the first time the community will have a glimpse of the time capsule is going to be at that party in the park on October 2nd, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. You'll have your opportunity to leave your mark in written words in the journal that's going to be dropped into the time capsule. Come to Party in the Park. Bring your family. Bring your colleagues. Bring everyone and really celebrate and take a moment to enjoy this milestone moment in time with your friends and mate and neighbors. That time capsule is just a small glimpse of everything that's going to be at Party in the Park. Entertainment, food trucks, a walk through time where you'll get to kind of take a journey through Roseburg's history and learn a little bit more in pictures and written words, and plenty of free fun activities for kids, which as a mom, I love any place I can take my kids to where they can be entertained and I'm not constantly shelling out money for one thing or another. It's going to be a really, really special day for our community, and you'll get to see the time capsule.
Well, you know, and I think right there is one of the most important facts is that some education to go along with this, because I say it frequently that it is disappointing how little we know of our local history, and I'm a history fanatic, and so I love our local history, and it's amazing some of the people that I've read about that are basically lost to the dustbins of history, except for picking up a book like this. And so I encourage to bring your kids to teach them a little bit about the pioneers that got us here, because I read the book about the gal that was up in Glide that had her homestead out in the forest. It was just amazing what she went through, and without those people we wouldn't be here today. And so please bring your kids and teach them, that how things used to be and how things can be better once again.
Alan, I learned more in the past 6 months than I ever have about Roseburg, its roots, the community that I've grown to love, and I'm so appreciative and honored to be a part of this project honoring this milestone, and I definitely want my kids to learn all about this this incredible community. We didn't just show up here one day. Lots of people made their mark and had a ripple effect that can continue to affect us today. And I think that's what we're really inspired by on the planning committee is having a ripple, springboarding us into the next 150 years. Every person in our community makes a difference. And I truly believe that. I really, really do. And this is a moment that we can really consider how we're making a difference in the next 150 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and I love downtown, and I appreciate that a lot of events are going to be downtown, because for the anniversary of the Roseburg Blast, I just like to walk around downtown and then take a map and see what's not there, what's there. I mean, there's building downtown that still show the scars of the blast. But looking up and taking a look at the facades on the building and seeing what was there 100 years ago, and to be able to come back and reunify on the place where it all started, you know, that's pretty cool.
And I'm really going to echo what you both have been saying. Downtown Roseburg is the place to be right now. It's so beautiful, so many passionate business owners. If you haven't had a moment to go and check out our friends and neighbors in downtown Roseburg, do it. It's the place to be. And I'm so happy that we're able to host so many of these Roseburg 150 events in downtown Roseburg. We'll kick it off with the time capsule ceremony on October 3rd at 9 a.m., dropping that into the ground at City Hall. And then the Blocktoberfest event on October 8th, shutting down Jackson Street, entertainment, family friendly, again, free. That's one thing that I really love. As a result of a number of community partnerships, all of these events are free of charge, family friendly, meant to connect us all. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, and folks, I want you to understand what the word free means. That means there's a lot of volunteers who put a lot of time and effort. There's a lot of sponsors who stepped up. So thank you to them for making this a truly special event. And the only way it can be really special is if you're there. So let's get together, celebrate. I mean, often we talk about on the show how we come together in times of tragedy. Mm-hmm. And like Sarah said, this is a time for us to come together in celebration that we've survived all those tragedies and come out better on the other side. And that's what makes each one of you so special, makes us part of the fabric that makes Roseburg and our community so unique. So, hey, it's time for you to be celebrated. So come on down.
So many different events. You can find out more at roseburgturns150.com. Check it out. See which events you want to be a part of support local businesses that are right there behind all of the events, celebrating with you. The Blocktoberfest is going to be so much fun. I can't even wait. That subcommittee has been working tirelessly to include not just the downtown business owners, but all Roseburg business owners, all community organizations, all nonprofits, just making sure that everyone is represented. It's so inclusive. I'm so mm-hmm. impressed with that subcommittee. They want to make sure that everyone is there and everyone feels like they can be there. I think that's one thing that I want for Roseburg's future is that inclusive community feeling.
Yep.
And child appropriate. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something for the children at all these things. And so it's really for the ages. It's about 150 years, but it's for everybody that's 150 years or younger. Mm-hmm. If you're there, come down.
Absolutely. And the other thing is I encourage, the community to come down, not only to partake about, all of the events, but to be part of it. There is nothing more valuable than the history of our seniors. And if you've been here 10 years or you've been here 90 years, please come down. And I hope you don't mind if I ask you stupid questions, but be a resource for us to show us what it was like when you were here. I mean, in the last 50 years or like say 150 years, what was your best memories and of downtown of Roseburg and how things were yesterday. Of course, things were always better than 100 years ago, but share with us.
Well, Sarah, I just want to say thank you. And if you can pass it on to your subcommittees and your committees and everything, it's not going unnoticed. We hear you on the radio. We see the posts. We're hearing about it. The word is definitely getting out there. That doesn't happen just by osmosis. That also is hard work. And so just thank you. I know this is time away from, your hubby and the kids. And they feel it. I've had the don't say yes to anything talk many a times with all my pageant years. And so, but it is appreciative. And I just know that you're going to feel that feel good feeling at the end of this.
Absolutely.
That'll bring you darn near to tears because That's when you're like, we did something amazing, but you don't quite get that feel till it's over. So thank you, and thank you to all your committee and people. Please go out and take part on this. There's no reason not to. They've said free on every single thing. So
one of the things that I hope this really inspires in our community is that next generation of volunteers, like you were saying, there's nothing better than giving of your heart and of your time. It doesn't cost any money to give of yourself, and Roseburg needs volunteers to step up, and we're really looking to inspire that next generation of volunteers, and we're looking for our senior volunteers. It's a time to connect all generations for the betterment of our future.
Amen.
Well, thank you again for coming on here and taking time out of your day again. And I know you just came from a meeting about it, too.
Time she doesn't have.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the local business buzz after this break. So the big guy will be in the house back in just a moment. All right, welcome back, and it's time for the local business buzz. And because we're a little off, because I'm going to be out of town hunting. That's happening, people.
Going hunting this weekend.
Yep, I'm going. So, I won't be here next week. But anyway, we have the big guy in early. So, Carlos is here from Umpqua Survival. Carlos, thanks for coming today.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yep, and we're going to have to scoot you. We're in the tiny little studio today, y'all. So, if we sound a little off than normal, we're adjusting. We're getting it done here.
No, but, it's just we're always a little off, and today it sounds like it.
Okay, that's true. So, we're just rolling with it. So how's things going out at Umpqua Survival on Diamond Lake Boulevard?
Things are going good. It's been busy lately. I think everybody's trying to get in there before hunting season. So,
well, I know a lot of people that are leaving tomorrow and then the next day. So people are heading out a little earlier this year than normal than I know of. So I think people are definitely are ready to get out.
We finally have some weather.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've not been under extreme fire danger for opening day. So.
Well, and I have to say, where I'm going anyway, they're saying that there could be some snow coming soon. So I think where I'm going, we want to get set up before that. So it's like, okay, 75 during the day and 30 at night and snow possibly. So good. It's like, oh, great.
So everybody's beating a path down on Quest Survival?
Yeah, yeah, it's been busy, and we've got lots of stuff in there. Yeah, we've been doing our best to get some more hunting ammo, but we've got tons of different rifles to choose from, lots of different firearms and camping gear, whatever you need.
I feel like you have a new hat on today.
Well, I probably do.
And they have some really cool hats, folks,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I'm always checking them out.
I've got a couple of them. They are cool hats.
I don't think I've seen that one yet. So are you getting new merch in, too, from time to time?
Oh, yeah, I just got a new load of hats in, so...
Yeah. Well, it looks cool, and I like it. So people should go check out your new merch then.
Absolutely.
So I know we brought you in a little early since we're recording, and thank you for doing that. But normally I'm asking you what your gun is for next month, and so did I sneak up on you?
Well, I figured it out.
Okay. So what is your gun going to be that you guys are raffling off for charity next month?
So it's a little bit of an unusual one. It's a Chiapa Rack 9. It's a 9mm carbine, and it's in an AK platform, so it looks like a little AK-47 that shoots 9mm. And as usual, we'll include a bunch of Umpqua Survival swag, probably one of the new hats. and all the profit is getting donated to Sunrise Enterprise this time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, and I tell
you
what,
we love Savvy over there.
The one thing that's neat about the guns that they give away, a lot of times, these are guns you can't buy. Or if you can, they're nowhere I've seen them. Some very unique items that, really cool just to go down and check it out. I will be going down to check this out.
I know. As soon as you talked about that, I'm like, oh, Lord.
I was like, my ears started.
I knew it.
Yep. So, get out and check it out. I'm sure it's just an amazing, amazing piece of machinery, and they do an amazing job putting it together every month. Every month, giving away a gun to bless our community.
Okay, so I'm the uneducated gun person per se. I know my stuff and what I have and how to take care of it, and very good on that aspect. I've never heard of that. Is that the brand?
Chiapa doesn't typically do that kind of stuff, but they built this one, and it's pretty cool. It's definitely something different, and I think a lot of people would think it's cool, but it's one of those things that you might not spend money on if you were looking for a gun.
Right.
So putting it into a raffle is kind of cool because, you know, you can buy a couple of raffle tickets and have a chance at winning something that you otherwise wouldn't.
Great conversation piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what I liked is when I went out there, because, y'all, I did buy my Jetboil, and I'm pretty happy with it. I'm pretty happy with myself.
She was playing with it at the office.
I am super excited to go actually use that thing. And if it snows, I'm ready, y'all. I got my Jetboil. I got my little my meals. I'm ready to go. So, but when I purchased enough, you can buy a ticket for less money. So can you explain that?
Raffle tickets are $10 a piece, but if you spend $25 in the store, we mark them down to $5.
Yeah. So you should really just buy some stuff and then get them for $5.
Well, absolutely, especially now with hunting season. Everybody needs to go get ammo, right? So head over to Umpqua Survival, get your ammunition, and have a shot at a rifle.
$5 ticket. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, if you spend the 25, right? 25?
It's win-win. Even if you don't win, you got cool stuff from Umpqua Survival.
I strategically planned the amount, too. Because our hats are $25.
Oh.
Good move. Get a
That's
cool hat.
That's funny, because I remember the first person that ever, that you pulled the name and I said that. He's like, oh, I was just in there looking at a hat. There's a hat in there I really want.
Yep.
So that's really funny.
And they are cool. I, like I said, I have a couple of them. So anything else going on down there on Fall Survival?
Well.
Just lots of people in getting ready for the big hunting season.
Yeah, lots of people coming in for that. A lot of people don't know, but we also do hunting licenses and tags and fishing licenses and tags. So, if you're seeing a big line somewhere, you feel free to come in and avoid the lines.
I will see you because I'm one of the late stompers down to the stand in line with 400 of my other friends.
Okay, you better get on it. That's ridiculous.
I got to go down and see the gun and get my license.
And get your license. Well, I know I'm going to change subjects here.
I hope you would.
For a second. Is I know you guys had some signs in there that were no on measure 114. And so Tuesday night, it was the town hall where we talked about that. So, because this is Thursday's show. And anyway, I know we've been in there and talked about this, but the word's kind of getting out.
Yeah, absolutely. And the NRA actually just sent us this giant box of signs and the things to stick them in your yard. And we're giving them out to whoever wants to come in. They also dropped off a big, huge box of stickers and hats and all sorts of stuff. So feel free to come on in, get yourself a sign, show your support for No on 114, and we'll hook you up with some NRA swag also.
Carlos, on a personal note, how would this affect your business negatively? I mean, this is far-reaching. So can you, percentage-wise today, take a wild guess on how many guns you would not be able to sell should this measure pass?
Oh, probably 50% of my inventory would be become illegal, basically.
Right.
And then a lot of my accessories that we sell would be also included in that. So it would drastically affect my business immediately. So, absolutely.
And that's what I want people to understand, that, this is affecting the type of businesses like Carlos and Umpqua Survival that do so much for our community. You know, thousands upon thousands of dollars do they give in our community. Obviously, he may say different because they're such a good business, but there is no way you can keep up that level of giving and take that kind of hit in your business and survive. So the ramifications of this extend far and wide, and I think people don't realize that a lot of the guns that they're talking about banning aren't AR-15s and AK-47s. This could be the .22 rifle your grandfather gave you. You know, anything that holds more than 10 or has the potential to hold more than 10. And so that's why, this is a poorly rewritten bill, and it sounds nice and sweet, but it's not going to do anything at the end of the day except you know, really create more problems for legal gun owners.
Well, I know when I was in the store one day and we were talking about it, they keep saying large capacity magazines, you know, meaning the holds more than 10, in a, if at all possible, on your gun. That's not what they're called when you guys buy them. That's standard.
Yeah.
No, and standard. Yeah. And so that was interesting to hear from you guys. It's like that's a standard magazine clip in our business. That's what it's called. That's how it's ordered. That's what it is. It's standard. That's not large capacity. And so they're actually putting verbiage on, whoops, sorry, hitting the screens here with my arms flying everywhere. I'm patching it right now. But with they're using verbiage on something incorrectly. Actually, they're calling it large capacity when actually it's standard. So, yeah. I mean, just something as ridiculous as that. But they're also quoting statutes that don't even exist in the Oregon law anymore. And there's just so many things wrong about this. And like I said, I'm not your most knowledgeable gun person. I don't know all the brands and all the thises and all the thats. I know what I want, and I bought what I want, and I made it, had it made, and that's what I want. And so I and we own quite a few. I'll leave it at that. But having said that, it's like I want my grandchildren to be able to partake in things, hunting, bird shooting, trap shooting, other things like that. I want them to be able to do all these things. And if we don't say no to something like this, because the purpose of it that they're selling it as is that it's going to make us safer. And that can't be anything farther from the truth. This isn't going to prevent what they're hoping to prevent in any way, shape, or form. This is going to put a 1 to 2 year slow down lock on things.
Freeze, an absolute freeze.
Yeah, and that's about it. And then it may not possibly get funded, but depending on who we also vote for and put into office. So, because this did not come with any funding. So, you know, it can't stand on its own legs, and it's just not a great bill. Wow, I just kind of went off there for a second.
Well,
let me tell you how I really feel.
Well, I love it when you climb up to my pulpit every once in a while. But, you know, one thing I would ask our listeners, I would like you to walk out to Umpqua Survival. I'd like you to walk through Sportsman's. I'd like you to walk through Bi-Mart. Walk through those, through the gun section, and see how many of those guns will not be there anymore. And these are standard capacity firearms used to defend your family. And if this bill passes, we will all be more at harm. When the average police response time is over 9 minutes, how are we going to defend our family? Because I guarantee you folks, if when they start at 10, it'll soon be 5.
Yes.
When government sets limits, they don't set them for the good of the people. So anyway, so I'm going to slide a little bit off my pulpit and we'll carry this on.
Yeah, we'll touch back on it here in a minute. So let's take a quick break and be back with Carlos here in just a moment on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Back in just a moment. All right, welcome back with more of Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter here in the studio.
Still here.
Still here. I still see him. And we have Carlos from Umpqua Survival in the studio with us.
Howdy.
Yeah. So, okay, we got off on a tangent a little bit.
I'm still kind of on the tangent.
Are you on the tangent?
Don't give it up completely.
Okay, don't give up that one. So, interesting. I'm going to share an interesting story about in preparation for the town hall meeting
that
we were having.
Reader Digest.
I had a wonderful conversation with a lady who had been in a meeting, and they had been discussing Measure 114, and she said, "I don't know if you'd thought about this at all, but what came up in the meeting is that a lot of the African-American constituents that were in the room said African-American people aren't going to go into a police department and ask for a permit and a psych evaluation." Now, that's a very blanket statement, but that was what she had said to me, is they would be less likely to do that. So the people that potentially they thought might actually value this, turns out, do not value this at all. So anyway, I find that very interesting, because obviously that's not an angle or glasses that I had seen this through. So I was very interested by that. And
that was absolutely, you know, surprising. But it's understanding. I mean, how many of us would feel the same way and even more so in the minority community. And it was interesting to hear that this came from the more liberal side of the spectrum. And
yeah,
so,
it did.
So this isn't a left or a right issue. This is a freedom issue and an American issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and anything that puts up any sort of roadblock that makes it harder to exercise our freedoms is a slap against the framers of the Constitution. You know, government should be encouraging our rights, not putting up impediments to stop them. I mean, they haven't even given us the money to set up these foundations. They haven't, you know, told us what the classes have to be, and all this, you know, the records and all this stuff all has to be created at the local level. There's no standard. And here's the scariest part about it. Are these records going to be public? Nobody will come out and say. I have not heard anything about it, but do you really want to put your name in all the guns you own for anybody that wants, for nefarious reasons, for political enemies? I mean, this is just a complete wrong, you know, step to be taking. And unfortunately, once they make this step, they'll say, oh, see, we've battled it, and they won't look into it any further, maybe taking some action that might save lives, because this certainly will not.
Well, yeah, and the only people it affects are lawful gun owners. It mm-hmm. does not affect criminals at all. One of the things that I really don't like about it is a lot of voters, I mean, besides the fact that voting is, you know, we have a very small percentage of voters out there, but a lot of those voters don't really do much research into what they're voting on. They go simply off the little blurb that's in the little pamphlet that gets sent out, and you know the only thing that that blurb about 114 is going to say is that it's going to require background checks for yep. firearms, which we already do.
Right. Well, and they reference it as the Gun Reduction Violence Act. So, I mean, I feel like people came out this with the best of intentions. I just try to look at it like that. Like, I'm sure they had the best of thoughts, as in that conversation that I had with the wonderful woman that I spoke with. I don't have her permission to say who it was and who it was, so I'm going to honor that. Was that... Goodness gracious, just lost my train of thought.
But, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. In this thing was, oh, that the reason why people were even thinking about it with the Measure 114 in that meeting was because people are so wanting to do something to protect the children in the schools, to protect just the innocent loss of life in America, because it's so sensationalized now also on TV. And all this existed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and even more at times. It's just we're talking about it more because it serves the agenda. But the other thing is that this isn't going to do it. Mental health awareness and help is going to help, you know, reduce gun violence. Listening to the things that children say, watching the kids, there's nobody qualified to do a psych evaluation at your sheriff's office that's going to be administering these. And so putting that burden on a staff member, an office staff member, who, when we know if somebody that she issues this certificate to goes out and does something crazy, they're going to come back and be like, how did you not know this? How did you not catch this? Yeah. I mean, the liabilities on this is so far reaching.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
It's just completely garbage. Disincentivizes you to pass this. Mm-hmm. All the incentive, if you're a government bureaucrat, is to say no. Mm-hmm. If you say no, there's nothing negative that happens except to that one person. So you're safe. So, you know, you got to think about anytime we get government involved in anything, it turns into a complete 180 backwards failure.
Well, and they didn't write this. This was by the people, but they got signatures. But when you're calling it a Gun Violence Reduction Act and you're playing on people's hearts and you're using UCC and you're using other things like that as a weapon to, you know, get at soft-hearted people like myself, they're going to sign it, possibly. So, but you know what? One thing I've learned from this is I'm not signing anything at Fred Meyer's ever again in all my days of all my life. Yeah. That's never happening. But we are running out of time today. Carlos, we're talking about guns in a different way today.
But we're on the pulpit.
But we want to make sure that we let Aaron Rose know that
You are Rose?
The Aaron Rose. That's a great name. You are the winner of the. You are the winner of the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. So Carlos, cool, thank you for bringing that.
Yep. Sesquicentennial, and the winner's Aaron Rose.
I like it. Pretty cool. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks, Alan, for joining me again this week.
My pleasure.
You
my
always
honor.
Make it go by so much better. Carlos, thanks for being here, big guy.
Thanks for having me.
Love it. All right. Until next time, Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind and go celebrate 150 years of Roseburg. Until next time.